You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. God bless you. As we're going through the Word of God, we're in the book of Revelation. Let me get out to a couple quick announcements to everyone here. This program, you can follow us on Facebook by searching for the page WGOD Radio. And all of these programs, these podcasts are uploaded on there. The Sunday sermons from the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sundays at 10:30. This Sunday, I'm going to be preaching out of Revelation chapter 11, a look at the two witnesses. And that's what I'm teaching Thursday nights at the church as well. And this Thursday is also going to be that subject, Revelation chapter 11, first, whatever that is, 7 or 8 verses out of there, a look at the two witnesses. We're not concerned with who they are. We're concerned with their ministry. We're concerned with what's going to happen when these guys are on the earth. And we're concerned with the state of the world, or what's going to happen at the death of these two guys. That's what we're going to be looking at this Sunday morning at 10:30. You're invited. We'd love to see you. If not, these programs will be uploaded there on our Facebook page or at our website, wgodontheair.net. Now, here today, we left off. We're in Revelation chapter 6. We were looking at, well, let's pick it up here in verse 9, and then we're going to move on here. It says, "When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held." Now, slain for the word of God, that is their Bible, and the testimony that they held. Remember what the testimony is? It's Jesus Christ as Lord. Boy, that has been just, this is the same thing for 2,000 years now. John was on the island of Patmos way back early on in Revelation. It says, "I, John, your companion in tribulation, was on the island of Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ." See, it's the same thing out there. The same thing is going on. There is an intolerance for the word of God and an intolerance for the name and the testimony of Jesus Christ. I want you to identify who it is responsible for that. See, that's Satan. There is a war going on out here. It's a spiritual war. When you see some crazy feather-brained Muslim going around killing people, you see, it's a spiritual war. Islam is the last one-world religion, in my humble opinion, it seems to be. If the Lord's coming, let's put it if and then. If the Lord's coming back in my lifetime and I'm 51, then Islam is the last one world religion. When you see this kind of stuff, though, it's a spiritual battle. And I encourage you, look behind the mask and identify who your real enemy is. You'll find it in people that are intolerant of the word of God and people that are intolerant of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Think about that here today. You'll know Satan's brood, Satan's family, Satan's children. Now, that's not me saying that. You see, Jesus says that. Jesus told his compatriots right there, fellow Jews, that Satan was their father. That's John chapter 8, verse 44. You are of your father, the devil. Jesus said to them, Satan was their father. I'm saying to you, you can identify those whose father is Satan by those that are intolerant of the word of God and those that are intolerant of the testimony of Jesus Christ. You see Tim Tebow get up there, scores a touchdown, gets on his knee and says, Jesus Christ is Lord. Now you just look, now I know he's out of football now, but consider what I said and think of their response. People will say, yeah, all right, God bless you. Some people will say, well, you just dot, dot, dot. You know what I mean? People will respond in anger. Sports writers will hate him, write terrible things. They'll have a great disdain for Tim Tebow and his message. Then you have the Word of God. Bibles, Bibles on school buses, Bibles in schools. Gideon's Bibles in hotel rooms, Bibles on Air Force bases, Bibles on Navy ships, the Word of God. Some people love it and treasure it. You and I ought to be like the author of Psalm 119. All day long I've sought out your testimonies and your word. We ought to have a heart like that. The child of God, Psalm 119, ought to describe you. All 176 verses of it. Those that are a child of Satan have a great disdain for the Word of God. They hate the Word. They put Bible covers on them because they have agita, angst over the Word, you see. This is a spiritual battle going on in this world. Those that love the Word of God, those that are in agreement with the author of Psalm 119, when that describes you, then you are a child of God. You hunger and thirst for all things God, and a love for Jesus Christ. These things describe the child of God. Those that are intolerant of his son and intolerant of the word of God is a telltale sign for you. Like that old saying, who's your daddy? Look behind the mask. I encourage you today to identify who your real enemy is. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're intolerant of the Word of God. Are you intolerant of the Bible? Are you intolerant of the name of Jesus Christ? Many people, I've preached for years on this subject, the whole notion of being deceived. To be deceived, to use the Esposito definition of deceived, is to think that something is something while something is actually something else. See, if people knew they were deceived, they wouldn't be deceived, but they don't know it. This is a telltale sign, you see, that something's wrong. When you're intolerant of the Word of God and not proud of it, or if you don't know it, and if you're intolerant of the person of the Son of God, you've got a serious problem. I encourage you, call me or call somebody that you trust who is a Christian Christ follower. And I'd say correct that ship and start going in the other direction. If you're intolerant of the Word of God and intolerant of Jesus Christ, friend, you're not a Christian. But you can change that today. You can change that today. You can change fathers. See, we are adopted children. You can change who your father is today very easily by turning, repenting of your sin, and calling on the name of the Lord. You see, because any one of us weren't any different in our lives. Hear this verse out of Titus, the book of Titus, chapter 3. It says, For we ourselves also were formerly, or at some times, foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. You see, we all used to live like that. Now let's move on here in Revelation chapter 6, verse 10. It says, so they cried out with a Now, the Lord opens up this seal, and we see under the altar the souls of those that were slain on account of the word of God and the testimony which they held. I'm just showing you that for two. Well, even though this is a prophetic look, but we go back to John. That's not a prophetic look. That's past history, 2,000 years ago. We see an intolerance of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And this is a look at everyone that thinks that everything is going to get good here in the world and everything's going to change. And no, it's not going to change. We see that here. So they cried out with a loud voice saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said to them, notice at least this lot gets an answer to it. So many times we don't get answers when we cry out that question, how long? David used to cry that out. Psalm 6, verse 3, David says, "My soul also is greatly troubled, but you, O Lord, how long?" Psalm 13, 1, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me?" Verse 17, Psalm 13:17, "Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions." See, now here, now David didn't get an answer to that. Many times you and I don't as well. When we cry out over an injustice or a wrong that's going on to us or to someone else, we cry out and say, "How long, O Lord?" We see Muslims killing Christians, cutting their heads off. We see people kidnapping girls. We see little girls hung or crucified because they won't convert to Muslims. We see people getting away with murder out here, and we cry out, "Lord, how long? How long until you make things right?" Now here they cried out. Luckily, they were within arm's distance, and they could say this, to the presence of the Lord, and they were answered. It was said unto them, this is Revelation 6:11, it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So again, it seems here that there's a certain number of people that have to die the same way that they did. You know, as we see, the fullness of time had come. God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. It seems here, again, that according to the sovereignty of God, there's a sovereign amount. There's a number known only to him of people that have to perish in this same way that they did. They were given white robes, and they were told that they should rest for a little while until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. So that's about where we're at here today. We'll pick it up here tomorrow. We'll be looking at the sixth seal, and we're going to see a great earthquake and a volcano, but that'll be in our next program. In the meantime, again, I encourage you to check out our website, wgodontheair.net. Facebook, we're at WGOD Radio, and Twitter, you can follow us at WGOD Radio. You're welcome Thursday night. You're invited to come to Island Thursday night, 6 o'clock. I'm teaching on the two witnesses and preaching that same subject Sunday morning at 10:30, Island Community Church. We're going to look at these mysterious two witnesses of God that are going to show up any day, any time in Jerusalem preaching Christ. We're out of time for today. I thank you for joining us. You're listening to WGOD Radio, All Truth. All the time.
Thank you for having us tuned in here today. I'm going to take the last 45 seconds from my own program. Hope you enjoy that. WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. Now, the truth of the matter is, friend, we have raised up $26,775. That's where we stand on our fall fundraiser. Now, get this. We have a remaining balance today of only $3,000. $225. That's where we stand. We're going to Andrew Womack here in just 15 seconds. 632-1000 is the phone number. If you have yet to call and renew your pledge to WMIE, would you do that at this time and give us a call here and help us here on our fundraiser. We only need 3,200.